With great thanks to Hashem Yisbarach, we begin day one of the Mishnah Brura Yomi cycle, Beis Nisan Tavshin Ayin Hei, March 22nd, 2015. I've already explained in the introduction to this series, produced by the Orthodox Union, the importance of the daily learning of Mishnah Brura, and specifically of Hilchos Aruch Chaim in Shulchan Aruch, and we begin now on Daf Dalet in the standard Mishnah Brurahs. And we will go through the Mechaber, the Ramah, most of the Mishnah Brurahs inside, as well and bring in many of the additional thoughts from the Nosei Kelim on the Daf, and from the new Dirshu Mishnah Brurah, many of the commentaries of contemporary Gedolim. So let us begin with Simen Aleph, Sif Aleph, Din Hashkamas Haboker, the laws of waking up in the morning. As we've mentioned, Aruch Chaim really patterns itself after the life of a person, going through the daily and then the seasonal routines for a person. And it's critically important, as we've already said, for every Jewish person to be very familiar with all of these halachos. So the Mechaber starts off and writes in Sif Aleph, Yisgaber Kohari Lamod Baboker Lavodas Boro. A person, when he gets up in the morning, should get up like a lion to do the work of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheyehu Me'orer HaShochar. He should meet the early morning dawn, and not being staying in bed till the late hour of the day. That's the first words of the entire Shulchan Aruch to the Mechaber writes. The first comments of the Mishnah Brura, the Holy Chafetz Chaim, are Ki lekach nivro ha'odam. This is the purpose of a Jewish person's existence in this world, is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have to wake up eager and anxious like a lion to do so. Furthermore, the Mishnah Brura states, we skip the pasuk that he quotes, Kol ha'kurut nikra v'shmi l'chvodi b'rasa v'gomer. The Mishnah Brura then states, Im yashienu yitzro b'choref lomar. If the wicked Yetzirah tells a person during the cold winter days, Ech tamod b'boker, how can you get up this morning? Hyakor gadol, it's too cold outside. Stay inside underneath your warm blankets. It's very comfortable. Oh, yashienu b'kayetz. Or the Yetzirah tells a person in the summer months when the nights are very short, how can you get up from bed? You're still tired. You haven't gotten enough sleep. Stay a little bit longer in bed. A person has to overcome his Yetzirah and get up out of bed. Once heard an interesting thought said over in the name of the Chafetz Chaim. It says that Chafetz Chaim gave the example that a person was listening to his Yetzirah early in the cold winter mornings. He sits nice and warm under the bed. And suddenly he jumped up out of bed. He said, Russia, speaking to his Yetzirah, you got up early to wake me up over here and tell me to stay in bed. So if you can get up, I can get up also. The Yetzirah is always at work at us, trying to get us not to do the right thing. And a person has to be mizgaber koari, like a lion in the fight against the Yetzirah. Mishnah Brura continues, V'yachshov b'nafsho, a person is a thing to himself. If I had to get up in front of the king or the president or some great officer, how early I would get up in the morning to go and prepare to meet. If a person had a meeting with President Obama, the monarch of whatever country you lived in, with the Prime Minister Netanyahu, we'd get up real early, measure every one of our actions and time everything to make sure that we got there on time and we're perfectly dressed and everything would be perfect. Kol shekein, the kal v'chomer ben benosh kal v'chomer. How much more so? The biggest kal v'chomer, the son of a kal v'chomer. L'fnei melech malchei amlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here we have the opportunity to meet God himself, the greatest creator of all time, to meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How much more so do we have to make ourselves with alacrity in the morning and with zrizus? Then the Mishnah Brura comments from the Shalah. He says, Hashochar. The Shalah writes a great yesod. Kosav sod. He writes a secret. He tells us, L'chaber yom v'layla b'toro b'tfila. A person should try to go connect the day and the night with the learning of Torah or with davening. Hein baboker, hein ba'erev. When you're transitioning from the night to the day or from the day to the night. Therefore, when a person gets up from his sleep, as soon as he decides he's had enough, even if he doesn't want to totally get up, he should wash his hands, even though he's still going to be lying down, staying in bed a little bit longer. Certainly, he shouldn't go walk 4 steps without doing Netilas Yadayim. This is, of course, the custom for many people to keep the Negel Vasa, to keep their Netilas Yadayim, their cup with water in a bowl to pour it into, next to their beds. And one should be very, very careful with this. The Ber Hetiv brings down, why didn't the Mechaber write this? He brings down Kosav, and this is an Oz Beis in the Be'er Hetiv. Kosav Besefer Tolas Yaakov, Isa Bezor, he brings the Tolas Yaakov, who says that the Zohar writes, HaHolech Shachwiz Dalet Amos V'lo Notal Yodov Chayav. The person is getting up in the morning and walks 4 Amos, 6 to 8 feet, without washing hands. Terrible things are going to happen to him. So the Bach expresses surprise. Why doesn't the Mechaber write this down in the Beis Yosef? Shalok Yisovel. So he suggests from the Shiur Knesset Hagdola, Nira Mishum Deruba Deruba Ein Yechol Lizar Bekach. Most people wouldn't be able to do this. Umutav Shiyushogigim V'ayim Yizidin. And therefore, it's better that we do in error, less than the optimal way, than knowingly and with knowledge going against this. There is a Hetta that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Later on in the Mishnah Berurah, he says, Yesh omrim de le'inyon ze amrinon kula beso kidalet amos domi. He brings down the idea, I think it's from the Rosh, he doesn't say so, that the idea that a person's house is considered like dalet amos. And this is the hetter that many rely upon. If they don't keep the negel vasa right by their bed, that they go to the bathroom, they walk immediately to the bathroom, and they wash their hands in the bathroom. And many rely upon this. The Dirshu brings down from the El Yeraba, brought down in the Prima Godim, that the El Yeraba says it doesn't mean the entire house. It really means that one ched, that one cheder, that one room. If a person's bathroom is right next to his bedroom, so mistama, that would be included as well, even according to El Yeraba. Why was the Zohar so against leaving this tumma on you for more than a distance of 4 amos? So the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, "Bezor Hakadosh, Masha al Atzmo Ruach Hatuma," because you're leaving this Ruach Hatuma that goes upon a person at night during his sleep. It's like a 60th of death. This Ruach Hatuma that comes upon a person, so one should be very much rushing to get rid of this tuma. However, the Mishnah Berurah then adds, "Mikom Makom Chalila Lavor Shum Iser Avor Chisaron Netilas Yadayim." Don't Chas Hashalom do something wrong in order to make sure you do the Netilas Yadayim as fast as you can. For example, let's say a person says, well, I don't want to get up right now and because there's no water available, and he'll prevent himself from going to the bathroom. That's also not correct. Or you'll borrow somebody else's Negel Vasser. Likach Mayim Sheichen Chaveir Avur Atzmo. So don't be over Geneva, steal his water in order that you don't have this Ruach HaTumma upon yourself. Unless the Mishnah says, Baru lo shiitin takev tumurasam acherim, you'll quickly and immediately fill it up right afterwards, then it would be okay. Then he says, V'yeshin echshalom is there. There are many people that don't do this properly. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah then says, if the water is far away, imei rasha mayim rechokim ve'en lo mishi karvim ilov, and you have nobody else that can bring it to you, no'agu kitzas mi balei hanefesh shehochin pachos mi'arba amos. Some will walk like on Shabbos if you want to not be over the issue of carrying in a rishus harabim and you're stuck, so you walk less than 4 amos and stop. And this way you're not transgressing walking 4 amos on Shabbos while you're carrying something. Similarly, some would walk less than 4 amos and stop, then walk less than 4 amos and stop in order not to transgress this. But the Shari Tshuva writes on this, he says it doesn't make any sense. Odif Yosef Shielcha b'merutza, you better that you run as fast as you can. Shalol l'sha'os ruach hatuma ayodov. Better that you run as fast as you can so you shouldn't have this ruach raw on your hands 1 second longer than is absolutely necessary. What happens if a person doesn't have water? Imeira kishamashkim balaylo ein lo mayim lito yodov shalosh pamim kiroi lahavi ruach hatuma. If you don't have the water to wash your hands, as we'll learn later on, in Shulchan Aruch, 3 times, right hand, left hand, right hand, left hand, right hand, left hand. We'll learn that later on. If you don't have enough water or you don't have the water available, so the Mishnah Berurah says, Afa pikein chalila lo levato mi divrei Torah mishum zeh. Don't say, well, I guess I can't do anything until I get water. I won't daven, I won't learn. He says instead, Yitol ma'at, take a little bit of water if you only have a little bit of water. Or yinaki yod v'chol midi d'menanke, or go and take other material if you don't have water, and wipe your hands on it, and that will also allow you v'yivarech v'yilmod, you'll be allowed to then make brachos and to learn k'din ha'talmud v'yaposkim, as is brought down by the great poskim. The Mishnah Brewer mentioned before the secret of the Shalah, that a person should try to connect the day and the night and the day, with learning in Tefillah. So the Bir Halacha later on writes, Shemin Hanachon Shemuvad Kviyas Halimud Shela Achar Tefillah Shachris Yikavaz Man Limud Gam Bein Tefillas Mincha Liyarvis. A great way to establish daily learning, both the Yigisa Boyom and Veloyal in the morning and the evening, is to establish the set learning right after Shachris, and to learn between Mincha and Maariv, as many shuls have that custom. And this way you can at a minimum fulfill, again it's a minimum, but at a minimum fulfill the obligation to learn between in the morning and learn in the afternoon. And this way, Bizei Yeitze Gami Dechovas Limura Torah Balaila. And this way, when you learn between Minch and Maariv, you'll fulfill at night. When you learn after Shachris, you learn during the day. And the Bir Halacha later on writes, V'herich Shom Begodel Chovas Limura Torah V'chomer Ovon Bitula. And he talks about the greatness of learning Torah in the morning and in the evening, and Chas V'Shalom, the terrible tragedy, the terrible sin it is for somebody that doesn't do so. In regards to the washing of the hands, even though we'll learn about this later on, it's important to point out now that one should really wash the hands all the way up to the wrist, and bid the evid up to the knuckles. But it's incorrect to wash just the tips of the fingers, as sometimes unfortunately people do. One should really take a significant amount of water, at least the revius, if not more, and pour it on the entire hand up to the wrist, and in the way that we'll learn later on. Now we have the first comments of the Ramah on Shulchan Aruch. The Rama says, "V'al kolponim lo ya'achar zman ha'tfila, k'she'atzibur mispalin." A person should make sure to get up with the tzibur when they're davening, and even if you won't miss the zman tfila, as the Mishnah Brewer says, "Af ba'pish lo ya'avar zman tfila, mikol makom mitzvim ha'tzibur," the tremendous importance of davening with the tzibur, and one should get up and rise when the tzibur is getting up. Then the Rama adds, "Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somid, who klal godol batora, uvemalos hatzadikim asher holchim lefnehu alukim." Ramo points out that a person should always have God in front of him, and this is a great way that many holy tzadikim would walk in front of Hashem. They would constantly have Hashem in front of them. I'll point out in a moment what the Ramo exactly means by this, but first, the Shari Tshuva brings down in the name of various gedolim who would write down the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in various ways. The Berhetiv as well brings down to write down the Yudke Vavke. They would constantly have it in front of them. They would put it into their sitter, or they would have it on some sort of a card. Others were not in favor of this because it could lead to a destruction of the name of Hashem, or that it could lead to people ignoring it, which would even be worse. But in any event, one should try in some way to establish that God is always in front of you. Why is this important? So the Ramah continues, and he says, "Kein yeshivas ha'adam utnuosov v'asokov v'ulavado beveso, ki yeshivaso utnuosov v'asokov v'ulifnei melech godol." The way a person acts when he's standing in front of a great person, certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is different the way a person acts when he's not standing in front of a great person. V'lo diburo v'harchovas piv kirtzono v'hu iman shebeso krovov kidiburo b'moshav ha'melech. When a person's by himself or with just people in his house, his words and his actions are different than when he's standing in front of the king. Allah has kam v'kam again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol shekein kishiyosim odom el libo. If a person puts into his heart to understand, shamelech ha'godol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asher melo cholaretz kvodo, he created the whole world, the entire world exists because of him. One should realize that God is always standing in front of us and watching all of our actions. Can a person ever hide from God? Impossible. He quotes from the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim that this will ensure that a person will act properly if he only keeps this in mind. He's constantly in front of Hashem. You can never hide from Hashem. There's no place that you can go that Hashem is not watching you. The Mishnah Brewer also quotes and brings down, we won't read this Mishnah Brewer inside, how people would put the name of God literally in front of them, the Yudke Vavke. The idea, more importantly, is that a person should, in his mind, always realize that he's standing in front of Hashem. Finally, we'll conclude today's Amud of Mishnah Brewer with the following thought. The Ramah said that a person should always try to daven with the tzibur in the morning. So the Mishnah Brewer later on brings down Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moes B'Tfilas HaTzibur. God never is upset with the tefillah that a person davens when he's with the tzibur. And he further writes in the Sefer Shmiras HaLoshon, the greatness of davening tefillah b'tzibur, it elevates your tefillah to a higher level, and you'll be zochet to a long life, and at the time of the tefillah davens is a special time, that the tzibur davens is a special time, and eis rotzon b'shamayim, and even if you don't have such great kavana, nevertheless, when a person davens with the tzibur, his tefillos go up much better. And when you say kedusha with the tzibur, you are fulfilling nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael and many, many other positive things, and therefore davening with the tzibur is tremendously important. Furthermore, the Mishneh Berurah in the Bir Halacha brings down six great ideas for a person to go and be mekayim to fulfill shivisi Hashem l'negdi somid and ayin shom in the Bir Halacha for these six great ideas. Thank you for joining us for this very first day. Yemir Tz Hashem, we hope to hear and see you more.